Blackstone Audio presents The Heroine's Bookshelf, Life Lessons from Jane Austen to Laura Ingalls Wilder by Erin Blakemore. For Richard, because I promised. Death and taxes and childbirth. There's never any convenient time for any of them. Margaret Mitchell, Gone with the Wind. Whatever comes, she said, cannot alter one thing. If I am a princess in rags and tatters, I can be a princess inside. It would be easy to be a princess if I were dressed in cloth of gold, but it is a great deal more of a triumph to be one all the time when no one knows it. Frances Hodgson Burnett, A Little Princess. Introduction. In times of struggle, there are as many reasons not to read as there are to breathe. Don't you have better things to do? Reading, let alone rereading, is the terrain of milquetoasts and mopey spinsters. At life's ugliest junctures, the very act of opening a book can smack of cowardly escapism. Who chooses to read when there's work to be done? Call me a coward if you will, but when the line between duty and sanity blurs, you can usually find me curled up with a battered book, reading as if my mental health depended on it. And it does, for inside the books I love, I find food, respite, escape, and perspective. I find something else, too. Heroines and authors, hundreds of them, women whose real and fictitious lives have covered the terrain I, too, must tread. Oh, have I needed some heroines in my life? I needed them when I was 11 years old, and my parents had become strangers, my body was going psycho, and my friends had turned into evil junior high aliens.